The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is the National Intel Report. I'm guest host LB Bork, founder of the People's Awareness Coalition. I'd like to thank John for asking me to do the show this afternoon. And also, we have Ron McDonald on, author of They Own It All. So we're going to be having some fun today. Don't know what we're going to be talking about, but we'll pretty much improvise and have a lot of fun, I'm sure. Ron, I guess you're with us, huh?
Yes, I am. I'm right here.
Great.
So how are you doing today, LB?
I'm pretty good. You know, it's a great day on the commercial plantation, is like I refer to it as. But yeah, things are going forward. I don't know. I guess we got a call from John a couple hours ago. I guess he had business to take care of today. So I said, sure, I can fill in an hour today, and I guess you're going to do the second half, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, you know, I like the way you mentioned that on the plantation. Yeah, I kind of consider myself a crop picker now, the way things have ended up in America.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Things are getting worse. People expect things to pick up here, but as we all know, I think it's going to get a tad worse. I pray for the best, but I don't know. I know you've investigated things a bit more deeply in regard to the currency, and I know you're on John's show every Monday. Maybe folks don't know, but I used to co-host with John Ainsworth out of North Carolina on Thursdays. It's been a couple of years ago, I guess, on the National Intel Report. But we used to have a lot of fun, and John took the show back, and you know, I've been a guest a couple times since then, and he's had you on I don't know, for what, 6 months now or something?
Yeah, I guess about 6 months, yeah, at least. So it's been exciting, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was wondering, have you checked out CNN and seen what's happening on the stock market? It plummeted almost 1,000 points. It's back up between 300 and 400 points, and it's directly related to Greece, what's happening over there. They're having, you know, they started, I guess, a peaceful demonstration. It turned into somewhat of a riot. And as you know, we are now, there aren't any countries, in my opinion. It's just economic fictions. And it's a global fiction. So every economy is dependent on every other economy. And where goes Europe may go the United States.
Yeah, like
what's
I said.
What's your thoughts?
No, the commercial plantation. I heard parliament in Greece got taken over. Is that true?
I don't know. No idea.
Yeah, I don't know either. I was just going to say before you mentioned this story that unfortunately I don't pay a lot of attention to the news for whatever reasons. Some of it you can believe. Some of it's so dismal you just kind of like to put your head in a hole, I guess. Anyway, we'll get back to things after the break. This is the National Intel Report. This is LB Bork and my other host, Ron McDonald. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you could even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at panamalaw.org. That's www.panamalaw, one word, panamalaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
The sunrise.
Who can tax the trees?
Who can tax the trees?
Let you run a business and collect up all the fees. The government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can, cause they mix it up with lies and make it all day. Throw away the Constitution.
it up well as I make it all taste good.
The government takes everything we make. They're power-hungry and malicious.
Their economics are fictitious. Soon we'll have to eat our dishes.
Delicious!
Oh, who can be a failure? Ourself a raise, the government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can. Government did that well as to make it all taste good.
Make it all taste good.
And your Uncle Sam can, cause he mixes it well as to make it all taste good.
Makes it all taste good.
And I feel so good, cause the government says I should.
Yeah, they mix it up with lies and make it all taste good. Sorry, I had to dig that one out of the vault, Ron. It's such a great song by Tim Hawkins, a musician, comedian. It's pretty good. Anyway, we were talking about economics, so it fit in pretty good.
It's a perfect song for today. You know, if one were to focus on what's really happening, that's a perfect song. That should be the national anthem.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, like I said, I had to dig it up and have the station play it today. I don't know. I've been busy with people. People's Awareness Coalition was founded about 1998 when I wrote a paper called Human Resource Disgust. And basically, I grew up going to my dad's work, and of course they had personnel departments back in the 1960s. You know, I went down to work with dad on like Saturdays, and saw these offices as you're passing by and going through the building. But I started my own business at age 19, really never worked for anyone my whole life, and I married a woman that worked for Citibank. I hate to admit that, but one day I went in there and to her office back in the late 80s, I think it was, and saw there was no longer a personnel department. It was now human resources, or the human resource department. So I started thinking at that time, what the heck's this? You know, you guys are letting them call you resources, and it was just kind of insulting in my mind. But they slipped this into the American scheme, and of course it's all over the world. If you go into the UN, they talk about human resources also, so it's all grand plan, like you mentioned before the break, this whole commercial plantation, or the world commercial plantation. There are technically no countries. Everything's overlaid with private law, and it's just disgusting what people are putting up with. Anyway, that was the founding of People's Awareness Coalition. I wrote a short paper, and it's a one page, and I sent it out to a bunch of people. A lot of people got upset, said I had too much time on my hands. Actually, a couple people said, yeah, we're changing it back. You're right. So anyway, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Well, you know, it's dangerous to have a new idea that doesn't fit into the political correctness of society. And, you know, you're one of the people. I read your book, as you know, when it first came out, when I had a red cover on it. And it was, at that point, it was very intriguing. And you were right on the crust of people exposing what was wrong with this society. And yet, you know, discussing with you currently, a lot of people still aren't anywhere near understanding what's going on in this country. And my personal opinion, and we've discussed this, everything flows through that 14th Amendment and the Supreme Court, how it determines the cases and brings them into the Bill of Rights, actually controls the states through that. And that's the supreme law of the land now. And we've lost our sovereignty within the states because of that.
Now, you and I were talking a little bit about the political landscape and how it works under the 14th. And as we know, there's a lot of people that were talking about states' rights this last year. And I and other legal people, or jurists, I would like to call them. They're not they don't have JDs, Juris Doctorate degrees, but they're studied as I am and you are. Agree that the states are not sovereign under the 14th Amendment. They have given all that away to the federal government. The federal government now controls the political landscape of all the states. And I know you've studied a lot of case law probably over the years. My number one rule of studying law is do not read case law. You have to know the particulars to understand what they're saying. But in regards to the courts, as you mentioned, Supreme Court is involved too. They never tell you the whole truth, and they always bat the ball back and forth between constitutional type issues and 14th Amendment, and it's just confusing. That's why I say you can't read case law to understand what's going on. And there's lawyers today that have no idea about the duality of the constitutional system because of the 14th Amendment. Is very confusing.
Yeah, and you know, and one principle, this country was never built on what's called stare decisis, and that is cases with similar facts are resolved in the same manner with the same determination. Every case in this country was supposed to be tried on its own merits, and merits mean its own facts, and it wasn't to apply to any other case that was brought into the court system, and that included the Supreme Court of the United States. Every case was isolated, unique. It was to be determined for those parties and those parties only. And it's because the Supreme Court of the United States has taken their authority and made a blanket determination for all cases that are similar to the case they try that they destroyed not only the sovereignty of the state, it's actually literally taken the wealth of the American people.
Yeah. Let me add to that. Of course, they've covered this up back in the 1970s or late 80s or 60s, rather. There was a principle under American jurisprudence said there is no federal common law. And the way it read in American jurisprudence, which is AMJUR, it went something to the effect that federal common law, intriguing concept to legal scholars, but strictly speaking, a non-entity. And that's just what you said. The states do have a common law principle, or stare decisis. But in regard to federal law, there is no such thing.
Yeah, and, you know, with they do now determine that federal common law is every federal case that goes through your courts in the federal jurisdiction. It's a misuse of the term or phrase common law. It has nothing to do with common law. They just call it that now. It's like calling a dollar, which is a measure of weight of gold, a Federal Reserve note, a dollar. It's just renaming something, a misnomer. No, there is no federal common law.
Well, like the statement by Andrew said, it's a falsity, and it's a legal fiction. Basically, people buy into it, and it's not really there. And it's unfortunate people in this movement, or the truth movement, if you want to call it that, fail to understand the law, and that's our most important thing to understand. That's how they're restricting us. And oppressing us, if you will. And I figured this out years ago when I got into this back in the early 90s. I felt in my heart they had to follow the law. Of course, after time has gone on, I think we're up against a bigger wall because these people are getting more arrogant and they're shifting from fascism now into totalitarianism. So it's getting bad. We got a break, folks. We'll be back in a couple minutes. This is the National Intel Report. Guest host Ron McDonald, and I'll be back with you.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today.
Welcome back, folks. This is the National Intel Report. My name is L.B. Bork, and I'm co-hosting the first hour of the report with Ron McDonald, the author of They Own It All, Including You. I'm the author of The Red Amendment and founder of the People's Awareness Coalition. We're talking a little bit about law just before the break, and how it's affected all Americans in the last 140 years since they basically usurped the original constitutional system and replaced it with something called Reconstruction. And it's not what people think it is. And it wasn't putting the buildings back up after the Civil War and doing things of that nature. It was reconstructing the government to be what I call a Marxist-based fascist government. And, of course, we're seeing the progress of it now. It took about 140 years to do the transition. One thing I noticed when I was doing my research, and I cannot cite them off the top of my head, but Congress, right after the 14th Amendment was put in place, enacted two planks of the Communist Manifesto. And that doesn't include the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. They did a lot more than that, accordingly, after the those periods of time, and slowly implemented everything. It's a slowly cooked froggy effect. And anyway, Ron, do you have anything to go over?
I just want to mention one of the things that's so crucial that people need to adjust to is understanding the full nature of their personal state. And that state, if it has no gold or silver in its treasury and only debtor's instruments, it can never attain sovereignty. It's considered insolvent. So who owns a state when it's insolvent? That's something to toy with when you're thinking about your precious freedoms that you believe you have and the money you think you have in your bank accounts.
Right. We have a call from Texas. Steve.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Yeah, I want to speak about the 14th Amendment and Section 1. And, you know, I've heard a lot of different people make comments about it. And, you know, I'm reading here, it says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the state and of the state wherein they reside. To me, that means if a Mexican woman crossed over into Texas and had a baby, that baby wasn't born in the United States. That baby was born in Texas. According to the, throughout the Constitution, it states the United States is at 10 square miles in Washington, D.C., and all its territories and possessions. So if you're born in Texas, how does that make somebody a citizen of the United States? You'd have to be born in, say, like Puerto Rico or Guam or one of those possessions or in on a military base. Am I incorrect there?
Yeah, that's incorrect.
As the United States of America, all 50 states. It also refers to it as several states.
Those are patriot theories that are wrong.
That's not a theory. If you go on a federal form, the United States is that 10 square miles, and the United States of America is the Union. And they all have their own flags. The United States has the stars and stripes, you know, the 50 stars with the stripes, and Texas has its own flag, like Louisiana and Arizona. We all have our own flags. We all have our own constitutions, and the United States has its own constitution.
This is the problem with the 14th Amendment. You're right in one respect. That baby is not a citizen of the United States per congressional acts at this time. The government is de facto, and it's picked up the de jure principles. That's one of the rules in international law that de facto governments operate under. But however, all the people in the United States are rebelling against the original system by voting and taking benefits of this system. The coalition, which I founded in 1998, is on a platform or a position of abstinence. You cannot participate in this government or you're part of it. So in regards to the babies, there is law that says they have to be citizens of the United States to be part of this system. So there's old case law like the Wong Kim Ark case that was wrong, that is now extinct. It's no longer valid. Of course, people still use that, but it's wrong. So you're right in one respect, the United States does include the 50 states under the 14th Amendment.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Well, good afternoon, folks. We're back. This is the National Intel Report. My name is L.B. Bork. I'm hosting the show today with Ron McDonald, author of They Own It All, including you. We're kind of getting into those things now. We had a caller before the bottom of the last bottom of the hour before the break, and his concern was the immigration babies being lawful citizens of the United States, and they're technically not. Unfortunately, there's a lot of organizations such as the ACLU that are using old case law that's technically out of date and has been overwritten by congressional, acts of congressional acts. Sorry. I don't know. Ron, do you agree with what I said?
Yeah, I do. First of all, you know my opinion on the federal government. It was never, the citizens within the state were never party to the federal government. Therefore, they could never be party or part of the federal constitution, even as a 14th Amendment citizen. And I've given, ample, evidence of that. Even Constitutional Law Volume 92, Key 665 says no person has a right to sue, for breach of a federal, of the federal constitution, for he's never made party to it. Well, right. If you've never been made party to it, how can they, where does the original authority, where's the traceable authority back to the citizens to make us party to that federal constitution? We've never voted on that.
Well, all the constitutions in the states are, they were put in place. I think there's only two, and I don't know the two states that did it, but they had referendum to approve their constitutions. The others were put in place by the rulers, called We the People. That's another misnomer. Misnomer people use is We the People. That was the guys that signed the Constitution. And if you want to know what they thought of themselves, they go read the Federalist Papers. They referred to themselves as rulers. That doesn't sound like a servant to me.
Yeah, and I think I've quoted on the show that even Patrick Henry said, how dare you put We the People in the preamble? The people had nothing to do with this. This was done by the states, meaning the states, the fictions, you know, that creature the people had created. So, and it logically, it doesn't fit either, LB. The people can't, in their common law language, create common law instruments called constitutions and then delegate powers to offices within their own states. And those state officers turn around and create a third party, giving it power greater than they themselves were given to reflect back and control the citizens. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Well, people were always subjects under the Constitution and the state constitutions. There's case law on that too, but people don't want to hear that. I'm not too keen on the word or term citizen these days because basically, like I was saying last hour, our political rights have been taken away by the 14th Amendment. We cannot participate in this system without being subject to it. And that's what most people fail to realize. They insist on voting, which is a death knell to being oppressed by all these laws, including the Internal Revenue Service and whatever else goes on in their private law system under the 14th Amendment. But I was saying, I think last hour I mentioned that you're more into the currency issues. I don't know how much you've covered with John on the Monday shows in the past several months, but I don't know if we can get into that issue a little bit. I've been pounding the 14th Amendment in its various tentacles for the last 12 years. I myself have not looked into the money as much as you have, so maybe you could educate me a little bit today.
Sure. Well, you know, the nature of all money is that it really is the blood of a system known as a nation. It filters into every aspect of a nation. It covers every product and service. So it's the liquid. It's the liquidity of exchanging all labor into something everyone else recognizes. At one time, it could have been shells, or it could have been pebbles on a beach, or whatever. But in the common law, they respected measures of weights of gold and silver as money. But one of the key delegated powers that was granted to Congress was the right to coin money. And under that enumerated power, that's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5 of the U.S. Constitution, it states that money already existed because it was already recognized as gold and silver. But Congress had the right to do one thing, and that was to coin it, measure it, give it a standard weight and denomination. So that's the only power granted to the Congress of the United States. One of the things that I see as an encroachment, even at the point of coining the money, is the Congress put on the face of the money the United States of America. And what it should have done is put weighed by the United States of America. Because when you put the coin in your pocket, and this is how it went, you went to the mint took your raw ore, your gold dust or whatever, silver, and created a coin out of it, and then gave it back to you. And there was no charge for doing that. But if you were to take that coin back and have it melted down into its, you know, just a simple dust or whatever, however you wanted to proceed on it, it costs you something like 1% to do that. So the understanding right at that point is the money belonged to the people. It did not belong to the United States. So when they put the name United States of America on the coin, that's branding the coin, and it tends to dupe the American people into believing that the coins actually belong to the state or to the United States, just as in the New Testament, where Christ says, whose face is upon the coin? And they say it's Caesar's. We'll render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, or branded by Caesar's, and give unto God what is God. So we've been misled thinking that these gold coins and silver coins belong to the United States, and in fact, they were the people's money. Now, the quality of that gold coin or silver coin is an infinite number of qualities in it. Besides its precious metals and that, it has three basic qualities when it's used in transactions. It has total title, rights, and interest. That means it's absolute. When you have that gold coin in your pocket, it is yours absolute. No one can take it from you. There are no liens on it. But it also has what's called an artificial quality, and that's law. Law protects it. It's coined under law of the Congress and the Mint Act. So when you transact with that gold coin to buy something, anything in society, whether it's an automobile or a house or whatever, all the qualities of that coin transfers into the very thing you've purchased in the transaction. So you get the title, rights, and interest and the law behind you when you acquire a house or automobile. And the only way to take that house or automobile from you is through due process. You've had to have broken some law, and then you had to have been proven guilty of that law before they can take that from you. Well, you know, today it's totally different. Today, you're driving under the influence, they take your car from you. But that's because we have what's called Federal Reserve notes. Now, with the Federal Reserve notes, you can go right to the U.S. Treasury, and they'll tell you the only thing that backs the Federal Reserve note is the faith, good faith of the American people. Well, that's not a great deal of backing for that. But also, there is a hidden lien on that note that we were not aware of. And I discovered that by finding a case called United States of America versus 3,976 and 62 cents of currency in a 1960 Ford station wagon. And in that case, and I'm going to quote it for the listeners, is it says, although presumably for the purposes of obtaining jurisdiction, action for forfeiture under internal revenue laws is commenced as proceeding in admiralty. After jurisdiction is obtained, proceeding takes on the character of a civil action at law, and at least at such stage of proceedings, rules of civil procedures control. Now, it says action at law, not in law. So there's a difference there just in that wording. It's not within the common law. It's at the door of common law. It's appearing to be a common law issue after the fact, but it is all along an admiralty jurisdiction. The thing about that is that proved, and I went to the rules of court, and I couldn't find anything. So I looked at a footnote in this case, and it moved me to the admiralty rules of court for the internal revenue collections of all the debts. And it was under Rule C of Admiralty Rules of Court. And under that, they had what was called mere maritime hypothecation, which is a fancy way of saying liens, just liens, or the interest of the creditor in something. So what they were saying in this case is that the creditor, because the creditor had 100% lien in the $3,976 of currency, plus liens on the 1960 Ford station wagon, that they had the right through that lien to acquire those properties. And that's what the Federal Reserve note did in this case. Lawful coin would not have done that. See, that's the taking down of the American people. Now, I put it in proper scope. Not one bullet was fired when this fiat money was instituted by Roosevelt. And yet, every house and every bank account, every product and service at that point was stolen right across the board by the Federal Reserve note. Because everything from that point on was measured by value in worthless securities known as those obligations. Now, there was another thing about these Federal Reserve notes, and that is that they were printed by the printing engraving of the United States, but actually owned outright as the products of the Federal Reserve, which is a foreign corporation to the to the United States, but still chartered by the United States to do business.
Right.
And because it was a foreign charter, a foreign corporation, those products are foreign, and that's what ties into the income tax. That's the basically makes every citizen a merchant when he imports them into his household and exports them to pay off his PG&E and everything else. So, as you know, the income tax is an excise tax. That's a use tax. And we are charged for using those Federal Reserve notes.
The notes,
that's
yeah.
all. Yeah.
We have a caller from Texas, Lark.
Well, hello, Lark LB and Ron. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I can. Yep.
Well, this is precisely the type of discourse that I love hearing on RBN that keeps me tuned to the station. So I want to congratulate you and John Stadmiller for even allowing it. But this is the kind of thing that we just really need to hear more of. And what I wanted to say was, irony of ironies, how men so deceived and so enslaved would fight the hardest to ensure their continual enslavement. And I was reminded to say that. I was reminded, of course, by other voices from our history, but I was reminded especially of Diogenes of Sinope. If you look at the school of Athens, it's Diogenes who is said to stand out apart from the crowd. And he has an interesting history in that his father was he worked for the mint in the time of ancient Greece. And supposedly him and his father together were forced away by the king. They went into exile. And that's when Diogenes, I think, began his journey to opening up to the confusion of language and things that you're discussing a bit of today. He, of course, is famous for looking for that honest man. And so the question or the comment I'd like to put forward that perhaps you can comment upon is this question of what is a man and what is free will? We know that Blackstone's Law Dictionary describes a human as a monster. And if we look to the fact that in 1991, George Bush was forced by his Lubavitcher counselors to put forward the so-called seven laws of Noah, at which, according to the Lubavitchers, was the most basic criteria for how it is that they could live with the so-called Gentile community. And then if we couple that with, this is a historic fact, and then if we couple that with conceptions of free will and conceptions of what is and what is not a man, we can get an inkling into that by simply going into YouTube and doing a search for rabbi and free will. And you'll hear a long lecture.
We don't have time to cover it in an hour show or two.
No,
hours
but
show,
so. And I won't go into it. But
yeah, and we got a break coming up, I feel. So do you want to wrap it up so we can answer?
Well, no, I was just curious if you, the both of you, would mind commenting on my comments. And I'll wrap it up at that. How about that?
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you for entertaining the comments.
Sure. As the system goes, everything is based or grounded in private law, and men and women are turned into legal entities. And I do not like that myself, and that's how the whole system basically works. I don't know that in a nutshell with a simple answer. We're not men and women. We're things, technically. So There's a lot behind that, and like I said, it's only a two-hour show. We really don't have time to get into it too much. I don't know if Ron has something to add to that.
Yeah, I just have to say, defining a man is in the image of the Creator, which is undefined. So man is undefined, and it's not until private law comes in to define man that we find problems with our legal relationship to each other. So this is what's happened, is that they've taken and defined man. They've given you the license, permits, they've contained you and destroyed your true nature, which is against really the law of God.
You're right, and that this whole system's grounded in, like I said, private law, which turns people into persons, and basically, they're contracting their natural rights away to be controlled by government or get limited liability benefits and things of that nature. We got a break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. This is the National Intel Report. My name's LB Bork, and my co-host today is Ron McDonald. We'll be back in a couple.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
There's a man with a gun over there.
telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Well, folks, we're back. This is the National Intel Report. I'm guest host today, LB Bork, and I got Ron McDonald with me, the author of They Own It All, including you. I'm going to be taking off here for the second half of the show. I want to thank John for having me on as host, and hope to come back soon. Maybe I can get a show on RBN. Who knows? Anyway, we got a couple callers left, and I want to get to at least one of them before the end of the show. George in Massachusetts, are you there, sir?
Yes, hello, LB. How are you?
No, doing pretty good here. I got blasted with a bunch of extra homework here today, so kind of busy today. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just calling. It was interesting what I caught. I was in a meeting, but it was interesting what I caught so far. And, Ron, I appreciate the, sounds like you're talking about the hypothecated trust that we're all beholden to. I had a court situation that I was kind of curious how this is all fleshing out, if you will. I was in and I tried to pay something with a note, basically a promissory note to try to pay one of these agencies, one of these ABC agencies that are part of the state, and the judge basically said, "Let me look at that." So I looked, it was written like a check, and it was a certain time they could come to collect it, but they didn't take it. And the judge says, "We can only accept currency." So I said to him, and I've got the transcript right here, "I'm going to pay you under protest because I don't want to be thrown in jail. Under duress, threat, and fear of jail, I'm paying the claim of $17,651.50 because I don't want to be put in jail. I'd like the bailiff to," and, hand this to the judge. And then the attorney for the other side, which was the ABC agency, said, "I haven't seen that yet. Do you want to see it, Judge?" "Yes." "What is this, Mr. Mason?" "Do you have the money in United States currency?" "This says something about a promissory money note." "What's that?" "That's lawful money of account." "This says certified promissory note." "Under present," this is me speaking now, "under presentment, the undersigned promise to pay the order of Massachusetts Department of Revenue, such and such." And I said, "Who's got all on the record who I was, that are, that's a negotiable instrument. The court, do you have any money? Are you going to present it today, right at this moment?" And I say, "You mean like in gold or silver?" "No, no, United States currency. We don't deal in gold or silver." Then I said back, "A negotiable instrument?"
"So,
no, United States
George,
currency."
George, I think we're running into a break. I have to take off. I think Ron will be able to answer that after the break if you want to hold on.
Thanks.
Now we'll be back in a few minutes. This is LB Bork. Thanks for listening. Bye.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Introducing the new